Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, New England. We are here at the 110 Grill in Plymouth for my birthday celebration. It's so exciting. Thank you, Jared, for that. So sweet. And actually, I think the best way to start this birthday extravaganza would be to celebrate with a little bit of ice cream. I don't know if you guys heard this, but Joe Biden, you know, Rome is burning and Joe Biden is going to snack on some ice cream, and he's trying out different flavors. And our media, they're so great. They ask the really tough questions, and they asked Joe what flavor he got. And that wasn't the worst part of this, Jared. And I would like to know if you agree with me. The worst part was when he told them the flavor and they really were amazed. They were so impressed with the flavor he chose. So let's play the cut and then we will react. Go ahead, Jared.
What is your message to Republicans who are prepared to block the January 6th commission?
Eat some chocolate drops.
Yeah, eat some ice cream.
Eat some chocolate chip ice cream.
Chocolate chip.
They're amazed. Oh, wow. It's chocolate chip. And then keep in mind, while all of this is going on, you know, more and more comes out about the Wuhan lab leak theory, and the press has no interest in that whatsoever. In fact, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, how they were going to change this into, well, it doesn't really matter where it started. You know, what matters is how we prevent it going forward. I didn't think it was going to happen this quickly. This is from Politico today. One way that COVID's origin doesn't matter. The virus next time. The headlines about Chinese lab leaks sound sinister and alarming. It would be reassuring to know the truth one way or another. Understanding how the coronavirus arose, whether from a bat or a lab, could bolster defenses against the next pandemic. Yet at the same time, there's a way that the origin of the virus doesn't matter. Whether it's spilled over from animal to human in nature or via a leak from a Wuhan lab, the monumental challenge for scientists and governments and the global public health network is to do better in the next pandemic, and one inevitably will come either from the wild or a lab. In other words, don't worry about how it started. That doesn't matter. And of course it doesn't matter now, because it's becoming more and more clear that Donald Trump might have actually been right about how it started. And in fact, I had been talking a little bit about a smoking gun, and I was hoping for one, because it just seems like Fauci has been talking so much over the last couple of months that I would love for him to have to take a little bit of accountability. And this might be it. Fauci once argued for risky viral experiments, even if they can lead to a pandemic. The newly unearthed comments were made in the American Society for Microbiology in October 2012, where the nation's chief medical advisor expressed his support for gain-of-function experiments. You wouldn't think that based off how he goes back and forth with Rand Paul about gain-of-function. In the 2012 paper, Fauci acknowledged the risky research could lead to serious lab accidents, but he called it important work and wrote that it was worth the risk. In an unlikely but conceivable turn of events, what if that scientist becomes infected with the virus, which leads to an outbreak and ultimately triggers a pandemic, he wrote at the time, according to the outlet. Many ask reasonable questions. Given the possibility of such a scenario, however remote, should the initial experiments have been performed and or published in the first place? And what were the processes involved in the decision? But ultimately, Fauci decides, scientists working in this field might say, as indeed I have said, that the benefits of such experiments and the resulting knowledge outweigh the risks. I think the logical next question is, do you still think that the benefits of this kind of experiment outweigh the risks? Because the risks are very high, obviously. We've just spent a year understanding these risks, and they're insane. There's a lot more to get to with this. I saw the Babylon Bee today had Dr. Fauci gets in heated debate with 17 previous versions of himself. The guy cannot stop. He always has to weigh in. And I was talking to someone this morning, and they said to me, the thing that Fauci did that was smart was he never, ever said anything. He never put anything concretely. He always left himself a little wiggle room. And that was how he constantly was able to go from one idea to the next and not be held responsible. And while all this is going on with Fauci and with Biden and the ice cream, and he was out yesterday talking, and it really made no sense. We'll get to some of those cuts. But while all of this is going on, all the Democrats can focus on is this January, what do they call it, Jared? Is it 1-6?
Yes, 1-6, like 9/11.
Yeah, they're obsessed. That's actually how the chocolate ice cream cut came to be, because they asked him, you know, why won't Republicans support this?
Chocolate chip.
They're so amazed. They're so amazed that he can eat ice cream. It reminds me of the time where he pressed on the gas pedal and they all went, whoa. Wow, Biden makes the car go vroom, vroom. But this whole time, as this is happening, all they want is the 1-6 commission. And there was a really great piece out of this man, and I'll read it to you guys in the next break, where he said, stop comparing this to 9-11. The further out you get from 9-11, the more people forget how awful it was. And this guy breaks it all down. He talks about exactly what you should remember about 9/11 and how horrific it was, and how comparing what happened on January 6th to that day is a real insult to people who lost someone. I mean, there's so many kids growing up right now who lost parents in that. And I think it's really worth reading. Now, before we move on to anything else, though, I do want to go through some of these sound cuts, Jared. I can't believe this, but MSNBC decided to roll with this Joe Biden ice cream thing and turn it into a segment. Let's play cut one.
And I kind of can't believe I'm saying these words out loud, but in 1993, members of Congress held an ice cream party. It led to perhaps one of the greatest C-SPAN banners in all of C-SPAN history, Capitol Hill Ice Cream Party. It was supposed to be an opportunity for members of Congress to mingle with members of the ice cream industry to, I don't know, promote ice cream or something. This is not a joke. This is real. This actually happened. There was a Sunday building contest. The guy on the left went on to be Trump's Director of National Intelligence, then Senator Dan Coats, competing to build the best ice cream sundae against other senators.
So, what are they doing? Like a history of Joe Biden and how much he likes ice cream? We know that. He talks about it on an almost daily basis. And the last time a president liked ice cream, it was a bombshell news story. We were talking about how he got two scoops of ice cream, Donald Trump, while everyone else only got one. I think we actually have that flashback here. Cut 9, please, Jared.
At the dessert course, he gets two scoops of vanilla ice cream with his chocolate cream pie instead of the single scoop for everyone else.
Two scoops for me, please.
Tweeted one critic, so the whole dominance thing extends to desserts, too? Joe Biden has spoken as if he were a member of Ice Cream Addicts Anonymous.
My name is Joe Biden. I love ice cream.
But Joe doesn't have an ice cream parlor named after him in Trump Tower, as the president does. And check out Impeach Mint. It's not a real Ben & Jerry's flavor, just a spoof. President Obama got the same Impeach Mint. President Trump's face has been plastered on ice cream. Maybe he should invite this Italian champion to the White House.
Okay, hold on. I'm sure we'll get through this whole thing at some point, but what is happening? I never even heard that cut, Jerry, when it originally was played, but I love the news anchor voice. He gets two scoops while everyone else gets one.
Yeah, Jeannie Mose, who's doing the voiceover, longtime CNN, she actually is a really good lifestyle reporter, and she does some very good pieces. It's a shame that she got saddled with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure she was like, are you sure you guys want me to do an entire segment on this? Can we also play cut eight? Because I guess everyone was trying to dissect, you know, how he was eating the ice cream and all sorts of things like that. So let's play cut eight.
Absolutely going to town on an ice cream cone.
There's nothing else to worry about right now in the United States of America or in the world that we can spend all this time worrying about his chocolate chip ice cream. Ooh, ah. It's really, really pathetic. When we get back, guys, I'll keep the phone lines open, 844-500-4242. We are at the 110 Grill in Plymouth for my birthday. Howie Carr will be here soon, so make sure you come on by. We'll be here from 12 to 6. We have cake. We have books. We have a chance to win a VIP raffle, so it's going to be a great time. Hotels, vets, and dentists all have purchased multiple units of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, which is why Eden Pure has done it again. For the first time ever, for our listeners only, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier 3-pack. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. Jared, I know you love the Eden Pure Thunderstorm for your allergies. Tell everybody a little bit about that.
Yes, if you suffer from seasonal allergies, which it seems like everybody does this year, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm is great. You just plug it in, you turn the knob to your desired setting, and almost immediately it starts actually purifying the air. It ionizes the air, creating super oxygen, which gets rid of allergens, pollen, pollutants, odors, viruses, things like that in the air. You're breathing clean, fresh air, which is fantastic and very vital for somebody who has allergies.
And not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit, but the Eden Pure is very reasonably priced. It's small, it's easy to use. So go to EdenPure.com and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. That's EdenPure.com, code word GRACE3. This special is for 1 week only. We will be back on the other side, 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Now comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. I'm here at the 110 Grill in Plymouth, and I'm so excited for today. Big, big day. We didn't get to have a birthday party last year, but I think this one is really going to make up for it. Make sure you get yourselves to the 110 Grill in Plymouth. We're going to have a huge cake, free books, one book per person, one book per customer. And of course, Howie Carr will be joining me soon, and you can enter to win a VIP experience. We're going to pull from the raffle by the end of the day. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. I went to Perfect Smiles this past week, and I have to say, best cleaning I've ever had in my entire life. Really phenomenal. Lori and the entire crew there, Stephanie, Dr. Bruce Houghton, they are all so kind and so nice and so professional. So make sure you check them out at perfectsmiles.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Which media reaction makes you the most sick? Cheering after Joe hit the gas pedal or fawning after Joe got chocolate chip ice cream?
I think I have to hear the gas pedal one again to make my decision, if that's okay. Do we have that, Jared?
Yeah, give me a second to get that one.
All right. But I would say that if I had to choose, it's probably going to be the ice cream because I've never heard anything like that. Guys, so what I had told you about before was this comparison of what happened on January 6th to what happened on 9/11. You heard Joe Biden say this again today when he was asked about the ice cream. He mentioned that as far as the commission that they want, the investigation into January 6th, he said that he absolutely cannot understand how anyone would not vote for this, as it was the worst attack on our Capitol since the Civil War. That really tends to strike people the wrong way, especially people who remember 9/11, which Joe should. He was definitely around for it. But people seem to forget, and these analogies and these comparisons, they take over, and no one stops it. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal today, and it's titled, "It's a Travesty to Compare the Capitol Siege to 9/11. Democratic lawmakers want to establish a 9/11-style commission to investigate the siege of the Capitol on January 6th. I would like to see January 6th burned into the American mind as firmly as 9/11, because it was that scale of a shock to the system," commentator George Will said recently. "The attempt to reconfigure the domestic terrorist narrative to fit the horrifying story of September 11th is profoundly disturbing." It really is, because I understand that a police officer died. He had a stroke the next day, and that's sad, and that's awful, and that the entire day was awful. But there's no comparison to what happened on 9/11, and if you don't understand that, then you're just not being honest with yourself. This man says, oh, no, I'm sorry, it's Deborah Burlingame. She says, "My brother Charles Burlingame was the pilot of American Airlines Flight 77. He was murdered in his cockpit at age 51 in a 6.5-minute struggle for control of the airplane. Here is what I want these people to know. Members of Congress might have had a frightening day on January 6th, but on 9/11, some 200 people in the World Trade Center towers chose to jump from 80 to 100 floors above the ground rather than be consumed by fire. There are countless harrowing stories like this of death, destruction, and heartbreaking loss. More than 3,000 children lost parents." So maybe they should just stop with these ridiculous comparisons, because no one's buying it. And all they want is to have this to run against Republicans with in 2022, rather than all of the destruction that their policies are causing. But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think America's buying into this idea that January 6th was the worst thing ever. It was a bad day. It was definitely a bad day. But it was not 9/11, thank God. Zebra, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yes, Grace. Happy birthday, first of all, because you know, if we're not alive, we can't fix anything. It's fine. And I hope you're fixing these things by getting them out there, because the truth is really what's important. Yeah, I don't expect the media to. Hello?
Yep. Go ahead.
Okay, I didn't know. As I said, happy birthday. I don't expect the media to ever admit to anything. They're just going to keep on making the Kool-Aid and trying to sweep the dirt under the rug. But it's becoming a big lump. Even the Wuhan virus thing they're trying to hide. The American public may not be able to have a voice because of the media doesn't want to listen, but that doesn't mean they don't have a mind. And I think the success of talk radio, your program, Howie's, other programs, is just proof of that, and the ratings of places like CNN and the rest of it going into the tubes is evident of that very same fact. But thanks a lot. Be out there, and have a good Memorial Week and a happy birthday.
Thank you, Zebra. And I agree with you. When I was talking to Alex Marlowe yesterday from Breitbart, he said the same thing. He said, "I'm a happy warrior because I think for the most part, people in this country still get it. They still understand." Jimmy, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Well, first of all, before I get to say this, happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate it.
Happy birthday, sexy Grace.
Oh, gosh, Jimmy. Jimmy. Thank you, Jimmy. I do appreciate that. But I think we're good on the birthday wishes. All right, Jared, I want to play a couple cuts here. Could I have cut two, please?
And this ice cream social for elected adults, it was one particular senator's dream come true. Here, but let's freeze it right here. This is perhaps the most Joe Biden thing I've ever seen. Delaware Senator Joe Biden at an event on the Hill.
All right, we'll be back with more of this groundbreaking coverage and more birthday stuff from 110 Grill in Plymouth. Make sure you come on down.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
All right, I just got word from the mailroom manager that Howie Carr is going to be here by 2 o'clock, so that means cake will be at 3, just in case anyone's planning their day around that. We are at the 110 Grill in Plymouth, and we're already having such a good time. This is breaking news. CDC director to throw first pitch at Fenway Park as most restrictions are lifted. This is Dr. Rochelle Walensky, or as Dr. Fauci called her, Dr. Lewinsky. No word yet on whether she has a better pitch than Dr. Fauci. I mean, you have to assume she does because of his pitch. But she will be throwing out the first pitch at Fenway Park. I'm so sick of these experts. And I think they're starting to feel the walls closing in because suddenly it doesn't matter anymore how the virus started. And all I can think about is, all right, so there was a lot of talk about when you didn't want to wear a mask, you were going to kill someone's grandma. Like, oh, do you want to kill my grandma? You don't care about my grandma. Okay, so let's use this comparison. If someone killed your grandma and then the police showed up and you said, I want to find the person who did this. And they said, hey, it doesn't matter who killed your grandma. It matters that we protect your grandpa. It matters how we fix this going forward. You'd say, no, it kind of matters to me. If we have a massive pandemic and it happened because of a lab leak in China, I would like to know about that. Politico might not want to know about it, but I would like to know. I think that's important information. And I'm curious if other people do too. Kenny, you're next with Grace. I'm at the 110 Grill in Plymouth. Go ahead, Kenny.
Happy birthday, Grace.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Grace. And many, many more. Hey, Grace, one of the phrases that Joe Biden uses all the time, and I can never make it out, whenever he gives a speech and he says at the end, he says, and it's not a good thing to bet against the American people. And I'm thinking, who's betting against the American people? I mean,
yes. That's a very good point. That he has a lot of expressions, and Kenny, I'm glad you brought that up because we have a whole list of stuff I got to get through, and now you've just given me a reason to play them. He's got a lot of expressions that don't really make sense, and he's obsessed with numbers. I mean, he gave a speech yesterday, and he can't stay away from them. In fact, I'd like to play cut 20, please, Jared.
I'm serious about it. Now, so you got over 50% going to stock buybacks. And the other percent, I think it's 42%. 38% goes to dividends, which is reasonable. But here's the point. After all is said and done, that leaves 8% of that $1 trillion for research and development.
Now that's got to be off the cuff, right? There's no way anyone wrote down in his speech, then do some math. Like, then just freewheel it and do some math and see what you come up with. There is a saboteur in this White House who's ever giving him the idea that this is how to play it is out of their minds. And he keeps going with the numbers. Let's do cut 28.
In the 10-year period, between 14 and 24, excuse me, between 2010, 2020.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, at that point. let's do 27, please.
That if you do that, those children have an opportunity of 56% better chance of going through all 12 years of school.
I just don't understand why he goes to this. I mean, it's really, really wacky. And then again, with the numbers, cut 22.
When I was sworn in, there were 10 million fewer jobs in America. And a lot here in Ohio.
Okay. All righty. And let's play cut 24 because, you know, he has this habit sometimes of when he loses steam, he starts randomly yelling. And I think that in his mind, it makes him seem more powerful, like he's in charge. But it kind of feels chaotic. Cut 24.
One thing, our economic prowess. Our economic prowess. We must be number one in the world to lead the world in the 21st century.
And you know what's going to help?
I don't know what we're yelling about!
I don't either.
Loud noises!
I never know what we're yelling about. And speaking of that, though, what's going to help us bringing back America to being number one, it's not the American job plan, but it's the American family's pan. Cut 25.
That's why I proposed the American jobs plan and the American's family plan.
And also, he mentioned Dr. Jilly, cut 26.
You know, as my wife Jill, who's been a teacher for a long time, she used to be about 10 years younger than me. Now she's 30 years younger than me.
How does that work? Huh? What is... I want to know what Dr. Jill's doing. Sal, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Sal.
Hey, Grace. I'm sure you've heard the clip, but Jen Psaki in the press conference saying that the investigation won't be complete until China is involved in the investigation. Now, I know it sounds like a crazy analogy, but how is that any different than a suspected murderer helping the police in the investigation of that said suspected murderer? I mean,
right. It's like O.J. Simpson when he said, when O.J. said, oh, I want to find the real killer. And everyone was like, we're good. We'll handle the investigation, O.J. Thank you, though, for all your help. But the craziest part about Jen Psaki is, if you remember this, Sal, the other day she was asked, it was probably 2 or 3 days ago, she was asked by Peter Ducey about this investigation and was saying, why can't the Biden administration start up an investigation? And she said, that's not how this works, Peter. You know, she's very condescending. She kind of smirked at him and said, like, oh, clearly he doesn't understand how things work. And then the next day, they did exactly what Peter Ducey was asking them why they couldn't do. And no one said anything. No one said, hey, you know, you flipped in one day. Yesterday you were saying you couldn't do this, and then today you're doing it. But nobody asks her anything. They all just sit there. And even Peter Ducey, I really like him, and he asks good questions, but he's not mean enough. I mean, he's not treating Jen Psaki and Joe Biden like all of the press corps treated Trump and Kayleigh McEnany. That's the sad part of it, because we need someone in there who just hammers them with the tough questions, and we're not getting it. Instead, what we're getting is cuts like this, cut 30.
One of the worst votes ever made was during the Clinton administration. Say a corporation could not deduct from their taxes more than $1 million have paid for any CEO.
Oh, boy. Well, I understand why he has Carter on the brain. Just a few days ago, he was basically sitting on his lap without a mask on, taking that strange photo where Joe looked like he was a giant and Jimmy Carter looked like he was a miniature figurine. It was very, very bizarre. By the way, Senate GOP has blocked the formation of the January 6th commission. Thank the Lord. I mean, you know who put it really well? I actually saw this. I hope I can find someone summarized this perfectly. They care so much about January 6th. They don't have a shred of interest in now finding out the COVID origins, like how it happened. And it really is funny because it's like, if you could just channel this passion into, I don't know, investigating China, investigating the Wuhan lab, anything else, you might actually be able to get to the bottom of stuff. And that could be good for the American people. Guys, don't forget Howie Carr will be here at 2 o'clock. We'll be cutting the cake at 3. We're at 110 Grill in Plymouth from 12 to 6 today. So make sure you head on down here. We're having so much fun. The frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for highest and best offers because demand is so high. How do you know as a seller if you have realized all of the money for your property and if you've sold under the best terms? You wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your valuable car. So when selling real estate, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value. Recent real estate auctions for Howie Carr listeners have attracted as many as 30 qualified cash-ready buyers battling for their properties. At the end of your auction, you will know that no money was left on the table, and that's a really great feeling. Remember, when you sell your real estate in the usual way with a broker, you pay the commission. But in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you, the seller, thousands of dollars right there. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. 844-500-4242. We'll take more of your calls on the other side. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
It's somebody's birthday.
My birthday. We're here for my birthday party at the 110 Grill in Plymouth. I'm very, very excited. Here's the tweet I was thinking of. It's by Tom Elliott. He says, "What does it say about Democrats that 99% of their energy is going towards demanding a 1/6 commission, while 1% at most is going toward demanding an investigation into COVID's origins?" In fact, there was an expert on MSNBC yesterday basically saying, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter where it came from. It's almost like the Hillary Clinton. At this point, what difference does it make? I'm going to take one call, and then I have a very special guest with me. George, you're next with Grace on The Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, I just love when there's hypocrisy on the left. And this time with Antonio Brown, I don't know if you heard the story. And so Antonio Brown, a councilman, running for mayor of Atlanta, and he was at a ribbon-cutting ceremony. And so he parked his car, and four kids, they said in the report, maybe as young as 6 and 7, stole his car. This is the guy who voted to, you know, defund the $73 million from the police department, right?
Yeah, no, exactly, George. I saw that story yesterday. He had a Mercedes outside of the ribbon-cutting event, and these kids came and stole it. And he tried to stop them. They hit the gas. He just let them go. He actually filed a report with the police department, which is interesting because you think he would file a report with some social workers, since that seems to be the plan for people who want to defund the police. But there he was. He needed the police's help, and he didn't call a hippie. He called the police. All right. Thank you for the call, George. I'm very excited about my next guest. Kim is here from 110 Grill in Plymouth. Thank you for coming on the show, Kim.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Grace.
All right, Kim. So first of all, I'm very excited. Thank you for letting me have my birthday party here. Howie Carr will be here soon. But let's tell people a little bit about the 110 Grill. You guys have 34 locations and a new one coming out.
We do. So number 35 in Malden, Mass. will open up in the next 2 weeks. We're right across from the train station, and it's a dual concept with Aviva Tartaria, which we're really excited about.
All right, let's tell people a little bit about the cuisine here, because I know we have a lot of guests coming in. They're probably mulling over the menu, trying to figure out what they want. You guys have a twist on a lot of traditional dishes. Is that right?
We do. So we are modern American cuisine. We're in a trendy, casual atmosphere, and if you have a 110 cheeseburger or a pulled pork mac and cheese, we always put a 110 spin on it.
I'm actually getting a cheeseburger right now.
National Cheeseburger Day.
Exactly. It's National Cheeseburger Day, if anyone didn't know that, and it happens to be on my birthday. So very exciting. And actually something that people probably wouldn't know is that 100% of your core menu can be made gluten-free.
Absolutely. So with, you know, we named one of the top 10 allergy-friendly restaurant brands in the United States by Allergy Eats. Our core menu can be made 100% gluten-free. We also cater to quite a few other allergies as well.
That is awesome. So what is going on as far as, you know, excitement here, live music? Do you have events coming up? What should people keep on their calendars?
We do. So what's great is on Thursday, we have live music every Thursday, weather permitting, on our patio, which is fantastic. We have a new list of signature cocktails coming out in the next 10 days.
Ooh.
And now that the world is opening back up, we have our private dining rooms that you can come in and you can host a baby shower, a wedding shower, a nice event for graduations. And we'll take great care of you.
Awesome. And some of their signature dishes are the burgers, the pulled pork mac and cheese, lobster roll. You guys have tons of signature cocktails. I got one last time I was here and had a steak. It was delicious. Kim, thank you very, very much. Howie will be here at 2 o'clock for anyone who's waiting to head down to see Howie. And we'll be having the cake at 3.
Can't wait. Happy birthday, Grace.
Thank you, Kim. All right, guys. So we're going to keep going through. We're going to keep going through a lot of this sound here just to show you guys what is going on while the media fawns over Joe Biden and his love of ice cream, and they talk about 1/6 constantly. There's actually other things in the news. Joy Reid had a little rant. She had Jason Johnson on, and, you know, Republicans are always accused of being the ones who are inciting fear and panic, you know, panic porn, and we're using fear to get people to think that, you know, the world is in trouble. Listen to what Joy Reid had to say about Republicans. Talk about fear-mongering. Cut 17.
If Joe Biden can go out and say, hey, look, there are a lot of Republicans out there running on this Recovery Act that they voted against, I don't know why Chuck Schumer and Elizabeth Warren and all of the leadership aren't running around the country and saying the Republican Party wants you to die. They didn't want you to get money for COVID, and they want your whole government to be decapitated. That should be the answer out of Chuck Schumer's mouth every single minute of every single day.
This is a party of sedition, violence, white nationalism, and what we're hearing from even the president is, we're going to work with them. Really? Because they literally were going to allow the government to be decapitated, even if they themselves were going to be killed and Mike Pence to be hung. That's what y'all should be talking about. I don't get it.
I don't understand anymore how we can have any sort of rational debate, because they know they're lying. They know that that's absolutely absurd. And yet they keep talking about it. And I thought that maybe when Trump left and the ratings went down, which they have, the ratings have completely cratered, I thought maybe they would start to realize, listen, we need to be a little bit more rational. We need to be a little bit more normal. But that is clearly not happening. Let's also play. They don't want to admit that they might have been wrong about the Wuhan lab leak, which they were. They mocked Trump. They said it was ridiculous. And now they're backtracking a little bit. Cut 15, please. This is Jonathan Lemire on Morning Joe.
And we should know one thing about former President Trump and some Republicans here who seem to be almost taking a victory lap with the idea, because their theory that the virus may come from a lab, that this proves that they were, quote, right all along. That's not what President Trump said when he was first in office. In fact, we at the AP reported way back in January 2020, just as this virus was starting to come out onto the world stage, and it was starting to become a concern here in the United States before it really exploded here, that then President Trump was leery about talking about the virus, sure, for fear of rattling the stock market, but also for fear of upsetting China, because he was so desperate to get a trade deal done with China. He thought a deal with President Xi, working with Beijing, would allow him to have something that could be part of his reelection
campaign.
Whoa,
hold on, Jonathan. I thought Trump was xenophobic when he stopped the flights coming in from China. And now he was desperate to get along with China. You got to pick a lane. It can't be everything. I mean, I really have to say, I thought Trump was right a lot when he was president, but as more time goes on, I'm amazed at how much he's right when he's not president. Because every single thing that's happening, they told us, or he told us, was going to happen. And more comes out about Hunter Biden. Wait till you see the story in the Daily Mail. it's of course it has to be the Daily Mail reporting on stuff that's happening here, because God forbid our press do anything except talk about ice cream. We'll be back. I got Chris DeGaulle at 1:30. Come down to the 110 Grill in Plymouth. It's my birthday, and we're going to party.